Welcome to episode 7 of the podcast Success and Inner Growth. My name is Johannes Stockburg. I'm founder and owner of Chavabo Publishing. Chavabo Publishing's mission is to help those who want to create for themselves a meaningful life governed not by scarcity and the fight to survive, but by confidence, abundance, and growth. The topic of today's episode is passive income. The term passive income describes an income stream which does not require other current work when collecting the income. We discuss here the concept of passive income, why we need it, and ways to get it. Passive income comes in different flavors. Here is a short list. Income from financial assets. In most cases, the source of passive income is the price of capital. This is the return provided by financial assets adjusted for the risk involved and inflation rates. This could be government bonds, shares, the proceeds from real estate investments, or even an annuity. Royalties for the use of intellectual property. There are income streams linked to the ongoing benefits of work done in the past. Examples are royalties for using a patented process and brands, including names, logos, etc. Other examples are fees for playing copyrighted videos and audios. Authors receive royalties every time when one of their books is sold. Social benefits provided by government. Many governments provide passive income to people in need. Obviously, those social benefits must come in most cases with strings attached. They are meant to bridge times when someone is not able to work or is unemployed. Pensions guaranteed by government or public institutions. Pay-as-you-go pension schemes guaranteed by governments are common in Europe. They are also sources of passive income. They resemble financial assets because they depend on monthly contributions accumulated over decades. But those contributions are not accumulated to build a capital stock, they are immediately paid out to current pension recipients. This means that the annuity granted at pension age does not reflect an underlying amount of capital. Instead, government institutions determine the size of a pension. Government and parliament adopt the rules of these public pensions frequently. Benefits provided by parents to their children. Children belong also to a category of people who cannot provide for themselves. We could then also classify resources provided by parents like food, shelter, clothing, and education as a form of passive income. Passive income is a social and economic necessity. There is the moral need for a society to ensure that everybody can live a life in dignity, independent of age, health, or handicaps. But this is also a matter of economics because productivity varies widely during the human life cycle. Small children. A small child has no own income. But it is so important that the children are nurtured and their needs are satisfied. I talk here about good food and healthcare, but also about emotional security and the proper mental stimulus. From a perspective of a child, all those benefits are passive income provided by the family. If the family does not provide the resources for the child, the development of a child is in grave danger. Older children and teens. Older children and juveniles have already a limited potential for productive work. And way too often children are forced to use their potential to earn an income instead of developing themselves. Such child work depletes their energy and inhibits a child's mental and cognitive development. This way, a child working too hard too early will lose a big chunk of his or her lifetime productivity. This is a catastrophe for the child and a big loss for the wider society. The elderly. Older people may have problems to function in some of the fast-paced, highly structured and tightly managed work processes. But at least the ones who walked with open senses through life have a fast wealth of experience. Due to his experience and the absence of the pressure to generate a daily income, a best ager might be able to raise red flags early and to point out overlooked opportunities to the ones running the show today. This is true in a context of business or volunteering, but the most valuable support for the following generation happens probably in the framework of families, where people know and trust each other for decades. Private and public passive income. Governments have a very strong incentive to organize benefits amounting to a passive income for people in need and for the elderly. But this invites a very dangerous attitude. Why to bother? In the end, someone will take care of me. The answer is, bother because it's your freedom. If you rely in the Western world on society and government for your and your family's needs, they won't leave you empty-handed. But the officials will say, we have a duty to act fairly and with accountability. They will penetrate your sphere of privacy and question your lifestyle. Expect questions like, you live in such a big house. Is your wish to play piano whenever you feel enough justification for that expense? New subscriptions for $100 per month. We have such nice government-sponsored radio and TV shows. Do you really think you can waste so much money to second-guess the truth? And this fresh food every day, wouldn't a frozen pizza be just good enough? This expensive medical treatment, wouldn't the usual medicine be enough? It costs only a fraction, but provides almost the same benefits. The bottom line is, if you use your own money, you decide what's good enough for you. If it's government money, the government decides. How to develop your own passive income stream. For centuries, there was one obvious way to develop passive income streams. Accumulate enough financial assets. The interest or dividends paid on the assets would generate the needed income. When approaching retirement age, one could use the assets to buy an annuity from a strong insurance company. Now even the need to manage the assets was gone. But in today's world of very low or even negative interest rates, such a strategy becomes difficult to execute and risky. Without accumulating interest, it becomes much harder to accumulate a capital stock. And when comes the next problem? How can an insurance company keep the promise of a steady flow of cash if only the risky assets generate return on capital assets? Passive income independent of financial markets. So it would be nice to develop passive income streams which do not depend on capital markets. The world of intellectual property and royalties provides such opportunities. Another advantage of intellectual property is that it cannot be taxed before it is monetized. In future, the governments will strive even more than today to raise the cash they need to pay for the social benefits and pension they promised to everyone. With the pressure to raise more funds, the temptation for governments to tax the nest eggs of the rich away to pay for the promises to the poor will only grow. But nobody can measure, let alone tax or confiscate your knowledge. Building and monetizing knowledge. The world is full of information and most people suffer from information overload in one way or another. But if you make this information usable for those who can benefit from it, you can turn information into knowledge. And a good body of knowledge is like a gold mine. Building and monetizing knowledge will be the topic of the next episode of Success and Inner Growth. Episode 8 will discuss specifically how to accumulate a valuable body of knowledge and some ways to monetize it. It will be ready by the end of October. I thank you for your time, and I look forward to seeing you again with episode 8.